We're in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, and we'll be doing Sifim Zayin and Ches. Im Yesh Tinuk Lomol, if there's a child to do a bris for on Tisha B'Av, Molin also Achas Shegomrim HaKinis. So the meal is to take place after the kinis is over. V'yesh Mamtinim Lomolo Ad Achas Chatzos. Some say that it's improper in the morning to do a bris meal. You should wait until after Chatzos. And we make the bracha of mila without besamim. The Mishnah Berurah says that one would have thought that in place of the kos yayin, you should make a bracha on besamim. The answer is that we don't want any tainugim on Tisha B'Av, including besamim. Now the Ramah here says v'aminik asvar rishona. The Mishnah Berurah says this really belongs before the word of mevarchim. The Mechaber brought down 2 days. Should you do the bris right after kinnis, or should you wait till after chatzos? The Mina Kesvara Rishona says that you do it immediately after the kinnis, because the reason Magdimin L'mitzvahs is only before Chatzos, so that doing a bris should always be in the morning before Chatzos, and we're not Mavatal that even on Tisha B'Av. Why is a bris mila so inappropriate in the morning? Because it's a mitzvah that is done with Simcha. Now further, what do you do with the wine? So we said that you don't take psamim instead of wine. What do you do with the wine? Im hayoledes mitsuya b'makom amila yivarech al hakos v'tishtem imenu hayoledes. If the yoledes is there and she doesn't have to fast, so you make a bracha on the wine, you give it to her. V'hu shetishma habracha v'lo tafsig b'dvar min shminis habracha l'shtiyas hakos. Just she should be careful not to speak between the bracha and the drinking. If the mother is not there, then you make a brach on the kos and you give it to a child. So the poskim say that with regard to Havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos, that is Tisha B'Av, the reason we don't make Havdalah and give it to a child is because we're afraid that he may grow up someday, if Mashiach doesn't come and he's got to keep Tisha B'Av, he's going to remember that on Matzoy Tisha B'Av, someone made Havdalah and he drank the wine. So he'll think that it's mutter to drink wine. So because of that kilkul, Chazal said not to make Havdalah and wine altogether. Whereas in the case of a bris, that is not a regular thing. Tisha B'Av falling on Shabbos has to happen every couple of years. Whereas with regard to making Havdalah, that's every year Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av falling on Shabbos, you're going to have to make Havdalah, is something that happens every couple of years. Whereas a bris is something rare. Chazal did not want to be mitaken something bekfias where the child will remember this is what we did. As opposed to something that's akrai, their Chazal were not choshish about it. Further, Sivches balbris lovish begodim acher machlo levonim mamish. A balbris can wear other clothes, but not white clothes. Hago vabia ben vamol vasande kulam nikroim balei bris. They're all called balei bris. That is the father, the mol, and the sandik, as well as the mother. Umuter lilbosh bigdei Shabbos lacher shegamru akinis ubaim lot mulatinokis avloyish loyilbeshu levonim. So just before the bris, they go and they put on their bigdei Shabbos. And then they remove them immediately after the bris. They are not allowed to wear shoes. That it would certainly not be matter. The Mishnah Berurah says that what they are allowed to do the whole day is that they can put on a fresh shirt, l'kavod the bris milah.